Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 111 for Tuesday, August 25th, 2015, and part of the 2015 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Hi, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. Tuesday, and I thought I'd talk today about the one of the subjects that I was going to talk about on Sunday and actually forgot about yesterday because I was all, well, A, I was talking about how I missed it things, and B, I was talking about what we actually did after I missed the podcast on Sunday. That is watching Doctor Who. We watched some more Doctor Who last night, by the way. We watched just the first episode. Blah. No, we watched two. We watched two episodes of season 8. So there are only 12 or 13, I think. So we already got a good foothold. In fact, yeah, if we keep cranking, yesterday went particularly well. I think I've mentioned before, we frequently, most often, you know, more often than not, make dinner for multiple members of, you know, on my stepdaughter when she's not out, you know, out doing stuff. She's 18, so she's, well, almost 18. She's a senior in high school now. So she's out doing things with her friends or her boyfriend sometimes. But my father-in-law lives across the street from us and, by himself. And, so he comes over most evenings for dinner, just make sure, I mean, we're over there as well. Just kind of make sure everything's going well and everything. But he had, one of my, nephews was playing soccer yesterday evening, so he went to see that game and was out for dinner with my sister-in-law's part of the family. So that I am muting that because hope that may or may not have come through, but I just muted it, so we won't hear it anymore. Work emails. So we had a relatively rare, especially during the week, dinner on our own last night. So we did our own little stuff and had plenty of time to do things. And so we were able to watch 2 hours of Doctor Who. That may not happen every day, but it gives us a good kickoff. And I think, heck, if we keep going at a decent rate, we may very well finish before DragonCon, which would be well before the new season. So that'd be pretty cool. But the main thing I was going to talk about, like I said, is it was on my list to talk about on Sunday and then got bumped off when I forgot about things, was my task, I guess, my accomplishment. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for. My accomplishment for the day on Sunday. I am, depending on, I am, in terms of handymanness, it varies depending on, like, the type of thing you're dealing with. You know, at the high, you know, very good end, anything to do with a computer problem. If our router needs, you know, I typically use custom firmware on our routers to make sure that they are both more performant and more resistive to hacks and things like that. I just recently ran, you know, Cat 6 through a wall to between our living room with our main TV and the guest room that has our routers and stuff in it. Excuse me. To give us wired connections for both the Roku and the Xbox One. So anything like that, no problem. Electrical, I mean, I'm not going into the box and do stuff crazy, but, you know, I have replaced fixtures. I have replaced chandeliers. I've put up ceiling fans. Like, I replaced an attic fan once from the inside, which is not easy to do. So, you know, as long as, you know, I respect electricity and it's a little bit, you know, you got to be careful. But I know where the circuit breakers are. I know where the switches are. And I can generally handle simple stuff with electricity. Carpentry, not my strong point. I tend to, edge away from carpentry type stuff. That's, just not one of my skill sets. I do minor things, but, that's not one of my skill sets. And plumbing scares the bejesus out of me, especially plumbing on the like incoming side versus the outgoing side. The I have replaced seals on faucets and stuff before, but plumbing, you know, you make a mistake there, water shooting up in the air, and you know, stuff that you see on you know, comedy shows and things like that. Water all over the floor. I'm walking. I have a dog making noise. We don't want to hear her whining. So let's see if we can get her to go out. On. All right. Now, 30 seconds from now, they'll be making noise, wanting to come back in. But A, that won't be nearly as loud. And B, we'll just ignore them. So dogs are out. Good. But so even though plumbing is not the top of my list of things to do, our garbage disposal in the sink went on the fritz last week for, and it's been, you could tell it was kind of not happy for a while now. And just this time locked up and wasn't unlocking. So, we went on Sunday and, or no, not Sunday, Saturday, and picked up a new garbage disposal at the Lowe's, I guess. And my father-in-law went with us because that's the sort of stuff he loves to. If we're going to Lowe's, he goes to Lowe's usually. He's a Lowe's, Costco. Those are his places. So we went. We looked at them. Made the decision on what we wanted. I sat there and looked at the directions up on the wall, and it didn't look beyond the realm of possibility. You know, you got a couple of plumbing fixtures in there, but kind of tossed off a maybe, because we were trying to decide, we've got like a handyman type guy that does work for the family, or for our father-in-law in particular, but for the family when things need to be done. And I was like, well, I'm going to look at this and see if I can do it. And then if not, we'll talk to him. And so we brought it home on Saturday, and you know, it was Saturday afternoon when we got it. And 3 hours later, we're having dinner, and my father-in-law was over, and he asked if it was done yet. I think he was mainly joking, but I was like, no, I haven't had a chance to even look at it yet. But at that point, I knew, and Charlotte pointed out, he's going to ask about this every day. and before, you know, it's not going to take very many days before he's just going to call Donnell, the guy who does the handyman stuff for him. So I was kind of sort of, I had to go ahead and put it in my head to think about it. So Sunday afternoon, Charlotte went and ran some errands, and I had some stuff to do around the house. I finished up a couple things. Next thing I know, I was kind of opening the box and looking at the directions. And she got home, and I had spread things out, and I was starting to get the correct, you know, the wrenches and everything that I needed for going into the plumbing zone, and it started to happen. Now, admittedly, this is not on the inbound water coming inside. This is water going outside, but still, it was plumbing, so I was a little nervous about it. But it went relatively well. It took me a little while. I take my time with those sort of things. I wasn't in any sort of rush, but I finished it. It's in, and seems to be working fine. Actually, the hardest or the longest part was taking out the old one, mainly because it's old. My wife originally bought the house that we live in now. We've moved and then have moved back. But she originally bought this house in 87, I think. And we realized, we were talking about it, that the garbage disposal that was in here had been in here since at least that long. So we're pushing that, our garbage disposal was pushing 30 years old. So the directions in the new garbage disposal about how to take out the old garbage disposal kind of assumed that it wasn't 30 years old. But, you know, when you're taking something out and you're not completely where, you know, you're going to throw it away anyway. So if something has to be destroyed, it has to be destroyed. I broke some plastic pieces because they were in the way. But other than that, you're basically just unscrewing everything and unbolting. It was a lot of bolts. unbolting everything that unbolts until things start, you know, coming out. But I had to go a little slow there. I had to be careful, watch the plumbing fixtures in particular, and get the old one out, but got it out without issue. Then got to use plumber's putty for the first time. I've never done anything where I needed to use plumber's putty before. So I plumber's puttied the crap out of the sleeve, the collar that I was putting down into the sink to make sure that was the primary joint that needed that or connection. And just moved along, followed the instructions. I did one smart thing in that I bought an optional piece of pipe fitting, the pipe that connects the garbage disposal itself to the other side of the sink where it drains through. Would have been slightly, because we weren't sure of the size, and we ended up buying one that was I think they kind of come in standard sizes, but we bought one that was a Space Saver model, and it was slightly smaller. I couldn't remember how the size of the one that was in that we had. And it turns out this one was slightly smaller, so the pipe was coming out. If we were using a straight on pipe, I would have had to probably get some help, because we would have had to do some cutting on the pipe over on the other side to move it up so that everything would fit, or get some sort of coupling or something that would have been complicated. But what I got is basically, and this comes is from the company that the garbage disposal is made by. So, you know, it was a official piece of you know, accessory piece. It was basically a flexible tubing option. It kind of looks like a giant version of the top of a bendy straw. You know, that little plastic bendable, but it's a much tougher plastic, much heavier duty. But it gives you just enough flexibility. I only needed, I think it was less than an inch. But obviously, you know, if you were using a straight plastic, you know, it doesn't matter if it's, oh, it's only 3/4 of an inch, and the thing ain't going in. Whereas this went in fine, sealed up both ends, no problem. And so I'm glad about that. That was the extra bit that I decided to go ahead and spring for that was very smart, or very lucky, more like. So that was my big news, and my big accomplishment for Sunday was the garbage disposal. I'm now officially a house plumber. I'm joking there. Again, anything that has to do with incoming water in particular, we find a plumbing sort of person for. So that's it. That was my story for the day. We're well over 10 minutes at this point, so I'll wrap it up and we'll be back tomorrow. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. You can also find links to all my various social media accounts there. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed attribution, share alike 3.0 unported. Have a nice day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.